So it's Christmas Eve. I'm sitting here in my room. 1 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast because my brain won't stop working. And sitting here in my room, got a sim running because why not? Just the light of the TV and single strand of Christmas lights strung over the bookcase and entertainment center. In the background, I don't know if you can hear that, but something going on outside. Maybe it's a street sweeper or something, I'm not sure, but there's something. Some noise. It's been a hard year for the whole world, almost, hasn't it? I know for me, it's for the first time in, gosh, 25 years, I'm not doing, like, the only job that I really think I do well. I'm not coaching. I mean, I got hired to coach, but there's no football season. We might get one later, but, you know, we can't practice, so. School shut down. Even if it was open, that job's gone anyway, so. Hard to find another job, and hard meaning impossible thus far. But I'm not the only one that, you know, everybody's got stuff. I'm not here to complain. I'm actually feeling pretty grateful, and that's what I wanted to do here. Christmas, for many years now, has been kind of a bittersweet thing for me. I love Christmas, and I grew up, got to do all the Christmassy things. Christmassy, a technical term, you know. You know, sleigh bells, sleigh rides in the snow, and maybe someday I'll tell you about the Christmas pageant, I guess, the church that I went to growing up. They put this thing on, huge thing. Every year, live nativity scene, all that jazz. Started out being a shepherd, and this was in South Dakota in the winter, so picture that. We're outside in basically snowsuits with robes over the top. Everybody watching it would be in their cars. I guess I'm telling you about it. Anyway, as I got older, I ended up being Joseph because I was about the only one that could handle the donkey. And so almost every show, it'd be me playing Joseph, and this pretty little blonde girl named Lisa. I think her name was Lisa. I don't know. Doesn't matter. I loved Christmas, and it was very, very Christmassy, and, you know, got my mom and my dad, and sometimes we'd fly back to Oregon and do Christmas with the rest of the family, with my brothers and my sister and all that, and, you know, life changes, and people pass, and got to be an adult, especially after I got divorced. It just, Christmas wasn't, I loved it, but it wasn't what it had been. But as I'm sitting here in this dark room, all I really feel is grateful. I feel grateful for all of you, and not because of the football team, the virtual football team, and any of that. I just feel grateful for this team, for these people, all of you that make up this team. I'm out on the West Coast and I tend to stay up most of the night, so I'm sleeping in and starting to wake up to hearing my phone ping, and usually there's 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 of them from all of you saying good morning, and it's usually a couple from Charles, and I love that. I love that about us. I love the check-ins that we do from time to time. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. You okay? I love that stuff. Love how supportive y'all are of everything. Support Dave's show. You support me when I'm on the show. You listen to my podcast. You give me a hard time when I'm on a draft panel with a ridiculous ponytail sticking off the top of my head. I love all that stuff. We're funny. You're funny. We're Lone Star, and we're more fun than everyone else. And there's no other team I'd rather be part of in the league. And so I'm just sitting here grateful for all of that. If you had told me not that long ago that some of the most meaningful people in my life would be people that I don't see, may never see in person, I would have thought you were crazy to say that was going to be true. I just wouldn't have expected that. We've just got this unique thing here that we're all part of. I don't know. I'm feeling nostalgic, and I'm just feeling all kinds of things, and mostly, like I've said already, I'm feeling grateful. I'm feeling grateful for my Lone Star family. And I wanted to take a minute and just say, Merry Christmas. And God bless us, everyone. I'm sorry I had to say that. Kinda goofy, I know. Merry Christmas, my friends.